We are speaking with David Tullis of Grimes Citizens Advisory Group. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and the heads up about this meeting. Actually, go into some detail. What's going on, bud?
Well, as you know, it's been a while since GCAG has held a public meeting, and we have had a lot of requests from our membership for information on what is going on with these two projects. And as you know, the State Highway 249 toll road project is well on its way to final approval by the Texas Transportation Commission, but the bullet train is currently weighing on a lot of people's minds, and there's a lot of concerns out there amongst property owners. And so what we have done is we've reached an agreement with a eminent domain legal firm out of Austin by the name of Barron and Adler to come to Grimes County and spend an evening just answering property owners' questions and trying to give them some assistance and assurance as to what their rights are as these two projects inevitably move forward.
I was under the impression that the toll road already had the approval and was just had the go-ahead and everything.
That is not correct. The TxDOT has released its final environmental analysis and the public hearing summary, but the actual project being blessed with a yes or no vote has to be obtained from the Texas Transportation Commission, and that has not occurred yet.
News to me, but I'm glad you're telling us. So tell us what else is going to be going down in this meeting.
Well, that's what in a nutshell, that's what we're going to do is we're going to put these eminent domain experts and mix them with the citizens in the area and just allow them the opportunity to ask their questions and have them answered by experts.
All right. And so have you ever worked with Barron and Adler before?
Yes, I have.
Tell us how's your relationship been thus far? I mean, why turn to them?
Well, if you actually will do some research into law firms that specialize in eminent domain and landowner property rights, it's a relatively small field. And in Barron Adler's case, that's all they do. They only do eminent domain and landowner property rights. They're what's called a boutique firm that specializes in eminent domain. They have a national reputation, and they're considered the preeminent experts in that particular aspect of law. And they've had some really strong success historically. Even as recently as right now, they're representing numerous Grimes County, Waller County, and Madison County landowners in the CenterPoint Cross Texas electrical transmission line case, and they're being very successful in defending those property owners' rights.
Well, I'm always glad to hear that as a fellow Texan. So, I'm trying to write all this stuff down, of course, at the same time. I don't remember if we really pinned down where and at what time is this going to be held.
The meeting will be at Plantersville Town Hall Thursday, October 13th at 6:30 p.m., and everyone is welcome. Obviously, the meeting is geared towards those folks that are either directly impacted or indirectly impacted by either the toll road or the bullet train, but we certainly welcome anyone that's interested in learning more about eminent domain and landowner property rights in Texas to come along.
All right. Well, who, what, when, where, and why? I do believe we have everything, but is there anything else that you feel I'm just missing here?
No, John, I think that's good. Thank you for taking the time to call me about this meeting. I think it's important to our neighbors here in Grimes County to have the best possible assistance as we move forward with these projects so that in the event that they can't keep their property, they will at least be in a position to get real value for what they're going to lose. And, of course, we would like to see you there Thursday night at 6:30.